Chief Clack, could you give us a brief overview of some of the new requirements that the fire department is implementing for your officers?
We are working, have been working with the unions for a couple years to come up with a formal education requirement for promotion to the officer ranks and ultimately to the chief officer ranks in the fire department. What we put together and published recently is a set of guidelines that will be years in development because we want to give the firefighters a chance to get the education they'll need for promotion in the future. This is something that, you know, has been going on nationally, and we're just trying to catch up here in Baltimore and make sure that our future leaders, the people that will eventually be fire chief and assistant chiefs and deputy chiefs, have the background necessary as far as formal education to compete for these jobs. My goal is that we promote from within in the future rather than going out to hire chief officers from the outside. And I think the union shares that goal as well. There's only 50 positions out of 1,750 in the fire department that will require a college degree. And that's the level of battalion chief, deputy chief, and assistant chief. So, it's not like everyone in the fire department is going to have to go to college. It's just folks that want to be in those top leadership positions.
Are they doing this in some of the cities that are similar size and dimensions to Baltimore?
Right. Most metro fire departments, you know, the top 100, say, fire departments by size in the country, have some kind of formal education requirement for promotion. If you look at job announcements, even for deputy chiefs and fire chiefs across the country, they all require pretty much now a bachelor's degree, and a lot of them requiring advanced degrees to compete for those jobs. And we need to be in that same realm here in Baltimore. We need to make sure that our officers are prepared.
Some have raised the question of the cost to the firefighters as they take courses. They're not cheap. Will there be financial aid available?
Well, we have negotiated with the union a $2,500 stipend per year for college, so we'll pay up to $2,500. The good news about cost and as far as time goes, is firefighters do have some downtime at work to be able to work on college courses. A lot of the courses now are offered online, where you can take the material and watch it online or work on it online at all hours of the day, which fits in really well with a firefighter's schedule. So, you know, I took two associate's degrees and one bachelor's degree online myself. And the colleges have made it very easy, or easier at least than it used to be, to get a formal education within a busy schedule.
Well, some may say that this undercuts the notion of experience, but I understand you don't see it that way, do you?
Well, absolutely. Our chief officers and our company officers need experience. And we expect that, you know, in a busy system like ours, that our officers are going to get the experience they need to be good leaders on the fire ground and at EMS events. That's not a problem for us. In some departments that are not as busy, getting experience on the fire ground is difficult, and they have to substitute formal education for actual experience out in the field. Here we're fortunate that our officers do get a lot of experience at actual emergency events. The problem comes in when they promote to more management roles. They don't have the finance, human resources, all the background, the liberal education that it takes to make good decisions. So that's where we're really trying to get that other piece. We're not discounting the need for experience. You absolutely need experience in this profession, but you also need a formal education to get a well-rounded leader.
What kind of timeline are you looking at for this?
Well, we put in some requirements in steps. The final steps won't be actually in place for six more years, but there's some intermediate steps to encourage people that are looking at promotion to get started if they haven't already started. on their formal education so that 6 years from now we can fully implement the requirements.
All right, Chief Clack, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.